I'm Theo Simon from Langborough Farm, Hinkley Point. 5 days ago, I came here with a group of us who occupied a abandoned farm complex here on the site of the proposed new nuclear reactor, Hinkley C, in West Somerset in England. And the main reason we came right here, right now, is because what's happening is that preparatory work for the site has been given the go-ahead in the last few weeks, even though the EDF do not have permission yet to build the nuclear power plant. There is a process of consultation before they can build the plant. In theory, they could be stopped from building the plant because their reactor design was faulty, because their emergency plans weren't good enough, or because public opinion in this country was against it. But what has happened here in this country is that public consultation has been cut out of the process. Now, in 12 months, they'll know whether they're allowed to build this nuclear power station or not. In the meantime, they will have reduced hundreds of acres of beautiful British coastal land to a wasteland, actually to a lunar landscape. Habitats, very rare and special habitats for bats, oak woodland, various species will all be destroyed before they know if they can build. And what that means is either that EDF have absolutely no regard for the ecological impact of what they're doing, because to trash an area of such ecological and aesthetic importance to the people of this country, to trash that and then possibly be left with an empty space that you can't build on, is an absolute act of negligence. We're very angry about it, as are a lot of local people. But of course, the truth is, they believe they're going to get permission to build, and what that means is that the whole process of consultation, which is going to go on for the next 12 months, is a sham which British taxpayers are paying for. In other words, what we're seeing emerging here is the way that the nuclear lobby, a corporation like EDF, and the British government at the highest level are corrupting democracy, are basically ignoring the democratic process in order to steamroller something through. When I speak to local people who've all but given up on this, they say, it's being steamrollered through, there's nothing we can do. The local councillors have not been allowed to question whether nuclear power should or shouldn't be pursued. They're only allowed to deal with minor planning issues to do with the access roads and so on. And they've had pressure put on them from above to get on and make sure the preparatory work starts. So our government is colluding with the EDF to destroy a piece of our environmental heritage before they know whether they can build. And that is an absolute corrupt and negligent state. We are occupying this building. EDF haven't yet tried to evict us, but we've made it clear we're here to stay. We will resist eviction if it comes to that. And in the meantime, we're trying to open a space so that this debate can happen. EDF have thrown millions of pounds at public relations. They dominate all the press. Their adverts are everywhere. They send school children on holidays wearing EDF t-shirts. They do all that stuff because they know that at the end of the day, they are going to have a massive cash cow here, which is subsidized by the public purse, and which will leave future generations to pick up the tab for guarding the nuclear waste which they intend to leave on this site for the next 150 years. They're laughing all the way to the bank. They depend on this project, and we know that by fighting them here, we're taking on a very big, very powerful corporation who are capable of all the dirty tricks in the book. They've already had people sent to prison for spying on activists in France, and we know they'll be doing the same stuff here. But we're confident of our legal position, and we're confident that if we can hold this ground and keep getting the message out, the local people are going to start taking heart. Already they're coming up to visit us. They've brought us more food than we can eat, more firewood than we can burn, and more water than we can drink. They're supporting us. Slowly it's growing. The British media seems to have decided to roll over and play dead. They're not picking up even that there's opposition locally. They're buying into the whole Cameron crap that's going on at the moment. And we're gonna stay here, and we're going to make sure that people understand. And we're in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in every country of the world, resisting nuclear power first and foremost, but also resisting any attempt to trash what is left of our beautiful, beautiful natural heritage, our beautiful planet, which we all depend on, to trash that in the name of corporate greed. We're standing shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters in Germany, in France, and around the world, and we really would welcome and love a visit from any of our European comrades to come here and give us a night off by staying up all night to guard our perimeter while we get a good night's sleep. One of the things that we're holding out for and really excited about is that on the 10th and 11th of March, there's going to be a mass blockade at the base. We had one in September. It was brilliant. The next one will be even bigger. And we're hoping that if we're still here, people will be able to come onto the site, move freely around the site. It's going to be much bigger. It's going to be much more, make much more impact. And we're really hoping that we're holding a space open for people to come here and stay overnight and all the rest of it. We want people to come to that blockade. And if that's the only time they've got, then make that your priority. If you've got more time, come and visit us and support us here at the camp.